Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Which came first, faith or God's Word? St. John tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word of God, Christ the Son of God, is eternal. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God works miracles. The Word of God is Christ and the message about Christ as Savior of the world. It is the good news, the gospel. And St. Paul writes to the Romans about the power of this gospel. "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God, uses the gospel to call us into the Christian faith. And with that same gospel gives us the power to believe it and receive it and receive salvation through that gospel. Here in our text, Paul writes, "God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul tells us that God's word, his gospel, is true. What God tells us in his word is true. Jesus' disciples were eyewitnesses of his glory and wrote their gospels and epistles to tell us what they had seen. And when we read these works, we recognize them as more than just human words and human thoughts. We see that they are divinely inspired, a message from God himself to us, his dear children. We believe the Bible because it is true and because it is the truth. Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The gospel is powerful because it is God's saving truth, because it comes from God himself. It is divine truth of God's love. It's not just simple facts or empty history. It is the true and divine message that determines your eternal destiny, whether you will be in heaven or hell, whether you will be condemned by God or forgiven and received as his dear child. The law is also God's truth. It threatens and curses us because of our sin. But the gospel is the truth of God that rescues us and saves us from our sin. Through the gospel, God declares you holy, justifies you, saves you, acquits you of all of your sins, because Jesus became your substitute and paid the penalty for your sins by his death on the cross, because he suffered the torments of hell in your place. This is the good news, the gospel truth. It's not just a story. It's not just a fable. It's not just mythology. It is real history, recorded in time. It happened, the Bible tells us, during the governorship of Pontius Pilate, 2,000 years ago. It happened in Jerusalem, thousands of miles away from here. But it happened for you and for me and for all people of all time. The word of truth has been passed on through the centuries by word of mouth and in the written form of the scriptures, dating all the way back to Moses, dating all the way back to Adam and Eve. Paul says, "Hold on to this. Stand fast and hold the traditions, hold the things passed down to you, the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever, just as Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And therefore it's reliable. It doesn't come and go. It doesn't change. It is true and sure." And just as we never tire of watching our favorite movie, singing our favorite song, playing our favorite computer game. The Holy Spirit instills in us also a love for that same continuing saving truth in Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our comfort and joy. We never tire of hearing, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We never tire of hearing, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. When we aren't feeling well, when we have a bad day, we want to have things that make us feel comfortable, that make us feel better. The gospel of Christ is that comfort and that consolation for our wounded and troubled soul, when we are worried and tired and afraid. When we are angry, it soothes us. When we are frightened, it calms us. It gives us God's eternal peace, the peace which the world cannot give us, the peace which no one can take away from us, the peace that lasts longer than heaven and than earth itself. It is the good news, the best news, familiar like a dear friend, a good companion for our journey. It is a dear friend and a good companion who knows us as we really are and yet still loves us anyway. Faith comes from that comforting gospel. Faith is itself a gift from God. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life because he uses that gospel in baptism, in preaching, in the Lord's Supper to create in our stony hearts faith that trusts in Jesus as our Savior. Faith is trusting and relying on God's word, even though we have done nothing to deserve his love or forgiveness. Faith is knowing and trusting that God has made us part of his holy family, part of his heavenly holy church, and that because Christ lived and died for us, we have a home waiting for us in paradise. Lord, help us to always to believe and trust this saving word. Amen.